Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Presidential pushback against the Bolton book.
He did not have approval.
In Atlanta, a former police officer charged with killing Rayshard Brooks.
He did not pose an immediate threat of death.
And United Airlines says wear a face mask or face
punishment for not doing it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Bill Rakoff. President Trump says former National Security Advisor John Bolton used classified information in his about-to-be-released book. CBS's Paula Reed with the latest from the White House.
In a nearly 600-page book obtained by CBS News, former National Security Advisor John Bolton provides a detailed criticism of the Trump administration from inside high-level meetings. He describes the president as erratic and stunningly uninformed, including one instance where Mr. Trump asked if Finland was part of Russia. In an interview with Fox News Wednesday night, the president had his own accusations against Bolton.
Terrible thing that he did, but he broke the law. Very simple. I mean, as much as it's going to be broken, this is highly classified.
Describing the events that resulted in the impeachment inquiry, Bolton writes that Mr. Trump wasn't in favor of sending Ukraine anything until all the Russia investigation materials related to Clinton and Biden had been turned over. And in another episode that bears striking similarities, Bolton recounts how the president asked China to buy a lot of American agricultural products to help him win farm states in 2020.
Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened, is published by Simon & Schuster. It's a division of Viacom-CBS. Murder charges now filed against now former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe for the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks. CBS's Mark Strassman.
I don't know what I would have done if I would have seen that for myself. But I felt everything that he felt just by hearing what he went through.
Tamika Miller is Rayshard Brooks' widow. She listened in as Paul Howard, the Fulton County District Attorney, explained something, why he's charging two Atlanta police officers.
You certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Howard has a mountain of evidence, 8 videos of the shooting and 10 witnesses. Brooks, chased by Rolfe, fired a taser at him. Rolfe fired back with his gun 3 times. But investigators concluded Brooks was not a threat. Howard also pointed out how the officers behaved right after the shooting.
Officer Rolfe actually kicked Mr. Brooks while he laid on the ground, while he was there fighting for his life.
Hours after the DA announced the charges against the former officer who shot Rayshard Brooks, a number of Atlanta police officers called in sick. The city was left last night scrambling to cover absences. And there's a video of Rayshard Brooks from 4 months ago that has surfaced in which he describes his struggle with the justice system.
Well, I just feel like some of the system could, you know, look at us as individuals. We do have lives, you know, it's just a mistake we made. Not just do us as if we are animals, you know, lock us away.
Brooks was interviewed for a tech startup that was focused on criminal justice reform.
I will faithfully
discharge the duties.
The Missouri town that was torn apart 6 years ago when a police officer shot and killed Michael Brown has its first black mayor. Ella Jones promises to be the mayor for anyone of any color. Flying the friendly skies with United Airlines will now come with mandatory face masks, as CBS's Peter King reports.
United says its Get Tough policy is to protect passengers' well-being. The airline says all flyers must wear face masks except when eating or drinking. And if a passenger doesn't have one, he or she will be offered one. If passengers refuse, they could be banned from future flights.
President Trump's first rally since the coronavirus outbreak is still on for Saturday, even though it's raising concerns about health safety. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Tulsa.
They're starting to camp out, and that's a concern because here in Tulsa County, they've seen a spike in cases in the age group of 18 to 34. Obviously, that's a big concern. And of course, with the president's rally and the counter protests and Juneteenth celebrations this weekend, they're expecting a lot of people in that age group. Now, Oklahoma is one of 18 states that has seen an increase in cases. In nearby Texas, hospitalizations are up 85% since Memorial Day.
A Colorado couple is accused of killing their 11-year-old son by forcing him to drink large quantities of water. Reports say Ryan and Tara Sabin made their son Zachary drink four 24-ounce bottles of water over 4 hours without eating because his urine was dark. The couple facing first-degree murder and child abuse charges. We know more about the doomed flight of a helicopter that killed basketball great Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and several others. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
From the start, officials felt pilot disorientation was a likely key factor in the crash. The documents indicate as the helicopter got caught in thick fog, the pilot reported the aircraft was ascending when it was actually plunging toward a hillside. The documents also show that 45 minutes before takeoff, the pilot indicated the weather was looking okay. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Big trouble for an actor who gained fame on that 70s show.
Kelson saw that dog and he jumped out of the car because he wanted to go pet it, but he forgot the car was moving. He broke his arm.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles have charged Danny Masterson with raping three women in the early 2000s. Dame Vera Lynn, whose songs helped raise the morale in World War II, has died at the age of 103. Here's CBS's Sam Litzinger.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when.
Vera Lynn was known as the Forces' sweetheart during World War II, her voice a morale booster to British troops during the darkest days of the Blitz. Whether on the radio or touring battlefields, she symbolized the link between the soldiers in the trenches and their lady loves back home. Lynn remained popular for several decades after the war. In 2009, she even hit the top of the British charts once more when her signature song was re-released.
Drive the dark clouds.
Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Leno looking over the wall. De Bruyne carefully goes for goal.
The Premier League has resumed play following a 100-day shutdown because of the coronavirus. Before the matches, players took a knee in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and for victims of the pandemic. Kids are apparently putting on pandemic pounds. Here's CBS's Allison Keys.
Shrieks like those little girls spinning around at a playground have been silenced over the months of coronavirus stay-at-home orders. Now Total Shape has released a study showing the average child on the East Coast has gained about 7 pounds during the quarantines. In a survey of 5,000 parents in that area, Total Shape found that more than half of the weight gain was not being able to get out and be physically active, and just over 30% was due to eating more than usual. Allison Keys, CBS News.
You might have seen those animal-like robots in YouTube videos. Well, if you've got the cash, you can have one of your own. Boston Dynamics selling its four-legged spot robots for about $75,000, but there's a string or a leash attached, if you will. If you want one, you've got to agree not to arm them with weapons. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, June 18th. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.